This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters continues in Grand Junction this week, with the prosecution making its case that she stole someone's identity while searching for evidence of fraud on her county's voting machines. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The jury heard audio of a 2021 meeting convened by Peters in her office when she had a man named Douglas Frank speak with some of her staff. He's a former math teacher from Ohio who has spent years traveling around the country trying to discredit the 2020 election. One of Peters' staff secretly recorded Frank.
I think it's a feather in your cap if you can say, we discovered this corruption in our county and we've cleaned it up.
Prosecutors say he helped the former clerk hatch a plan to capture images of the county's voting machines and their passwords. The defense argues Peters had the authority to bring in outside observers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The deadline is approaching for residents in the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo to sign up for free indoor dust testing for lead and arsenic. If testing shows levels that are above federal guidelines, the property owners can apply for no-cost cleanups. The deadline to participate is the end of August. Coroners in Colorado's larger counties will need professional certification under a new state law. For counties with more than 150,000 residents, coroners will need to be licensed as either a forensic pathologist or a death investigator. Counties elect their coroners, and until now, the only requirements were that they be a resident with at least a high school diploma. This is CPR News.